Yeah, so Rashi and Yevlo both masbe, the thought is that if it's long and short, it's not a nice piece of ground. So nobody bothers to make ziluf, to some sprinkle the water on the ground to make the ground look nice. And Rabbi's svara is only if it's a perfect square, 4x4 amis. That's a nice ground that you could use. You could sit there, you could do things there. So then you're makpulite to make the ground look nice. Then we say when you're throwing the water, you're making it the ground should look nice. Mashenkin, if it's a long strip of ground that's 10 amas long, 1 amma wide, it's not crack you can really use. So you don't care about making ziluf of making it look nice. So according to Rabbi, it would be awesome. But according to Rav, according to Rav Zeira, will be mutter. Rav Zeira is first time in the Metzius, that when you throw water into this type of a ground, no matter how shape, whatever the shape is, but as long as it's only daladamas by daladamas, as long as it's daladamas, like a square of daladamas, the water will seep into the ground. It won't go further into Shus Rabim, therefore it's mutter. So that's nafgamina. Tomorrow tonight, learn to now Mishnah. Chotzer v'yachsadra mitzdarfen l'daladamis. If you have a chotzer and you have a, if you have a chotzer and you have an achsadra porch in front of it, it's mitzdarfen l'daladamis. You have a chotzer there and you have a porch. Is a daladamis. Is a marbishlei m'l'Rab Zeira nicha. According to Rab Zeira, it's good. His tahavim minar is the porch is like 1 2x2 amis. And then the chotzer is like a diagonal. It's not a 2x2. But our koponim is not a perfect square, 4x4. And still the Mishnah says it's mistarfin. Mashmul churlot, Reb Zeir Mor, bishleim on the Reb Zeir Nicha. According to Reb Zeir, it's good. As long as you have an area of 4 amas by 4 amas, it doesn't have to be a perfect square, 4x4. You can have 2x2 here, 2x2 here. As long as they're next to one another, it's called you have enough area that this water will dissolve, seep into the ground, it's mutter. So therefore you could put two things together, say half a 2x2 is in a achsadra is an open porch, and 2x2 is in a chotzer is good. Elul Rabba Kasha. But according to Rabba, it says there's only a svar if you have a perfect square of 4x4 amas, that we say that's a nice piece of ground that you want to use there. How do you use it? You like to sprinkle water on the ground to keep it neat. So here you can't put two things together. There's not a perfect square of 4x4. You can't put the two together. And so it's a kasha on Rabba. And the Gemara now, interesting, the Gemara says in Tzvanta Teretz here, Tirgamor Reb Zeira Aliba the Rabba. As Reb Zeira himself goes to answer how Rabba will learn Shan now Mishnah. As Reb Zeira that argues on Rabba still says, I can understand you, Rabba. Tirgam, he tries to understand Tirgamor Reb Zeira Aliba the Rabba, the Achsadra Mahaleches Alpnei Kol Achotzakula. No, we're talking about that together, both together is a perfect square. You have Mamish, 2 Amis long here. You have the chotzer here, 4 amas long. Come right. So it says, Tigma Rab Zeira, Libu the Rabba, Rab Zeira himself answers himself. That according to Rabba, it's also good. Bachsadra, Maleches, Apnei, Kola, Chotzakula. We're talking about in the case that the two areas together come out to be a perfect square. In other words, you have the chotzer itself is 4 amas long, 2 amas wide. And right next to it is this open porch that's also 4 amas long, 2 amas wide. So both together is almost a perfect area of 4x4 amas. That's why the Mishnah says it's in Staros. So now when you throw the water, we say, what are you throwing the water there? Al-Tazalif, to make this area look nice. You're not throwing the water here to go out to Ishus Rabim. You're throwing the water here to make the area look nice. So therefore that's mutter to do on Shabbos. So it wouldn't be a kasha on Rabba. Matoshima, let's bring another raya. The Mishnah says, Chotzer Shein Bo Daladamis Adaladamis Ein Sheichel Teuchem Mayim B'Shabbos. If the Chotzer does not have Daladamis, that's a Bresha of the Mishnah, if the Chotzer is not Mashma, perfect square of Daladamis Al Daladamis, then we say Ein Sheichel Teuchem Mayim B'Shabbos. You can't throw water in there on Shabbos. So it says the Lashon, it's not a perfect square. So Bishlei Mele Rabba Nicha. According to Rabba, it's good why the Mishnah says the Lashon, it's not a perfect square, 4x4. But any time it's not perfect, 4x4, that area you don't use to mezalev to spritz the water on it, so it's awesome. Elul Rab Zeira Kasha. But Rab Zeira says it doesn't have to be a perfect square. As long as the circumference, as long as the square foot inside equals up to be the same thing as 4x4, it's mutter. So why does the Mishnah say it's not dalet by dalet? It doesn't have to be dalet by dalet. It just has to be less. It doesn't have that much area space. El Rab Zeira Kasha. Amalach Rab Zeira answers, Hamani Rabbonim. I tell you, the ratio of our Mishnah Enechnam, he goes according to the Rabbonin. That the Rabbonin, the Mishnah says Pshita, that does know from the Svar of Nivla that the water gets dissolved into the ground. Because the Rabbonin, the Mishnah say, if you have this bid, if you have the canal in the Chatzar, even if the Chatzar is 100 amas long, but Kozeman, you're throwing the water into the canal, it's Osir. When you throw the water into the canal, and it goes 100 amas long in your Chatzar, it's not going to get out to Rishas Rabbim. It's going to be Nivla in your Karka. So the Rabbanan Svar Pshita, they don't hold from this Heter that when you throw the water, it's going to be Nivla into the ground. They don't hold from this Svarim. So Pshita, according to the Rabbanan Taka, the only Svar is, like Rabbi says, it has to be a perfect square, that then we say when you're throwing the water, you know what you're throwing the water for? Lizalef, you're throwing the water to make the Karka look nice. But since you're making the Karka look nice, that's Mutter. Benachnam, if it wouldn't be a perfect square, according to Rabbanan, it's also. Homani Rabbonani, or Masnisin Reb Lezer ben Yaakovi. But the rest of the Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Then he holds, no, you could throw the water into the canal. If the canal is 4 amas long, you are allowed to throw the water in. Why? Because the Reb Lezer ben Yaakov holds a svar from Nivla. So when the water goes through the ground, it seeps into the ground, it won't go out through Shas Rabim, therefore it's mutter. So now it's still not a kash in Reb Zera. For the Gemara though, my duchka the Reb Zera lukmul Masnisin Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Why did Reb Zera though have to say that our Mishnah only goes like a Yochid, like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, it doesn't go like Kondi Chachamim? Or my Rava Mastisik Shisei, because Reb Zera had a Kasha in our Mishnah. My Ira, what does our Mishnah say? My Ira the Tani Chotzer, Sheep Chusa, why does the Mishnah say this Loshin, that the Chotzer is less than Dalad by Dalad? Listen, Chotzer Shem Bo Dalad Amis, period. Al Dalad Amis. What is that? No, they forget. Hey, the first part was a brisa. Our Mishnah Taka says Chotzer Sheep Chusam Yam. Our Mishnah is good. Hey, the Kash before was from a brisa. There's a brisa that says less than Dal Damas by Dal Damas. So that brisa goes according to Rabbonin. But our Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Because our Mishnah, all the Loshin is Chotzer Sheep Chusam Yarba Amis. That's all. It doesn't say Loshin Tokas Mi Arba Amis Al Arba Amis. The Mishnah just says, as long as this chotzer is less than 4 amas, it's aser. Mashmo, once there's a square foot there, the same thing of 4 by 4 would be mutter, even though it's not a perfect square. So our Mishnah talk is not mashmo to chomin. Our Mishnah's mashmo to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. It doesn't have to be a perfect square, even though it's not a perfect square. Also it'll be mutter. Yeah. That's why the Mishnah comes and goes contra Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. And last shemina Reb Lezer ben Yaakov ishmamina. So the Mara of Hamidah say for Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, no. Our Mishnah, at the end of the Mishnah, says Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. His Lechura Reisha Lav Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Mashab at the beginning of our Mishnah does not come out according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. And the way Reb Zera learns now, no, the beginning of the Mishnah is also Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. And the more that's not Shavir. Kula Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Enechnami. Our whole Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. V'chasurei Mechzer, something is missing. V'ochi Ketonah, this is what our Mishnah means to say. Chotzeh Sheiv Chusim Edal Damis. If a chotzer is less than 4 amis, doesn't have the square foot of 4 by 4, and shayvchel toichem mayim b'shabbos, you're not allowed to throw any water into it on Shabbos because it looks like you're throwing it out to Rishas Rabim. Hodal damis mashma if the chotzer has the square foot of 4 by 4, shayvchin, you are allowed to throw the water into this chotzer, even though it's not a perfect square. It's not made out of perfectly 4 by 4 amis. It could be made out of a 10 by 2. Would also be good. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, because Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Shiter is Biv Hakorma Dal Damas B'Shus Rabim. If you have this canal, this charit, this hole in the ground that's leading from your chotzer going out to Rishus Rabim, and you throw the water into the hole, as long as on top of the hole is covered up, it has kumar, it's covered up, so it's not a Rishus Rabim underneath it. It's like a mokum p'tur underneath it. It's for 4 amas long. It's covered up. So we say when you throw the water will zich and not pass by this dal damis. Because the first 4 amas, the water will zich and seep into the ground, won't go further from that. That's Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Shita. So the whole Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Any time you have a shetach of ground 4 amas long, the water will never go further from that. You're allowed to throw the water into this piece of ground on Shabbos, even though outside the ground is Rishus Rabim, because they say the water will not reach the Rishus Rabim. The water will not get so far. Right, the Mishnah says, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, Biv HaKomer. He holds, if you have this canal going out of your chotzer, but it's Komer, it has a mechitz, it's covered up, it has ground covering it up. Maybe you want to climb over here. Yes. So the Gemara Masnisin the like Chananya. Our Mishnah doesn't come out according to Chananya. The Tanya we learned in the Brisa. Chananya Oimer Afilu Gag Meyama. Even if you have a roof 100 amis wide, 100 amis, still lo yishpach. You can't throw the water onto the roof on Shabbos. Lefi Shein Hagag Also Levloya. Because on top of a roof, there's not dirt there. There's not that much dirt at least. It's not going to be nivlah. It's not going to seep into the roof. Elo lekaleach. The water you're throwing on top of the roof is this going to go down to the side and go into the gutter and go further out for Shisrabim. So no matter how long and wide the roof is, he holds its osur. And now Mishnah is not. Now Mishnah says no, that if you have a roof that's more than Baldamas, even on the roof also we say it's mutter. Muratona. When is the whole Mishnah talking about that you're not allowed to throw the water into the chotzer unless you have a hole there only where the chotzer is less than Dal Damas? That it's only mutter to throw if you make a hole in the chotzer only be Moisa Chama. It's only in the summer months when it doesn't rain so much. Avul be Moisa Geshamim in the winter months when you have rain, then Shoifich. Then at any time, no matter how big the karker is, you're allowed to throw the water into your backyard on Shabbos. V'shoinem, and do it a second time. Could spill and spill and spill. V'yenanim, you don't have to stop. My time, what's the svara? I lechur, by throwing the water will go into Rishus Rabim. So chur, what's there to throw the water onto your ground? It's less than dollar by dollar, and you're throwing tons of water. It's going to go out to Rishus Rabim. So what's there to throw it for? Or my rovah, or the roitzeh sheyiv l'mayim b'mkoymoy. The Teretz says, you're not mechavin to throw the water through Shisarabin. It's raining outside now. You don't care if the water will go outside there. Let the water stay in my chotzer. Has Bishlaim in the summer months when your chotzer looks nice. You don't want to have water in your chotzer. So when you're throwing the water there, you badafka want the water to go through Shisarabim. So that would be yosur. But in the winter months, the chotzer is dirty anyway. It's rainy anyway. You don't care if the water stays in your chotzer. So therefore we say, kavonah is to throw the water into your chotzer. Either the water seeps and goes through Shisarabim, that's mutter. Because lemaisa, where did you throw your water? Down here onto Shisarabim. Either the water travels later, that's not called your koichai. You'd be potter for such a yosur. There's no yosur so like that. If your kavonah is to throw it down here, because by itself it goes further, for that you put them. If you have kavana to throw it down there, that would be awesome. But if you don't have kavana to throw it there, it's mutter. Omalei Abaya, so Abaya is the kasha, Barei Shoifchen. Every time you throw your dirty water out on Shabbos, the Yodem Roitzel Sheyivla, a person wants it to be Boleya in the karka, that's what he wants to. Rashi by Rei Shevchen, first big line here, Rashi. Rei Shevchen, ha nishpochen la lebit. Whenever you throw your dirty water into this canal, into this charitz in the ground you have, to take the water out of your chotzer, oruch, mei am, it's 100 amas long, sheyesh po shir leivla, there is enough, a shir, there's a big enough area there, that the water should seep into the ground and not go to Rishus Rabim, but ko amru rabbon, the rabbon say, masis, sen lo yishpach, you can't throw it there on Shabbos, lahanech de biv, kori shreif kin stomam, lahanech de chotzer, kori mayin, lefi shepom hum, mezalfen. Now, Kofar and Mesidah, Rabbona, now Mishnah, don't hold for this Svara. They hold, even though you're throwing the water into a canal that's 100 amas long, and Ozich is seeping into the ground, still it's awesome. So, even though you have Kavona which is seeping here, the Rabbona still says it's awesome, because Kafar, it looks like it's going to go into Rishus Rabim. So, even in the winter months, when there's water on the ground, so what? When you throw the water into your chotzer, it looks, and the water then does go to Rishus Rabim, according to Rabbona, it should be awesome. Because it's exerber, it looks like you're throwing it directly to Rishus Rabim. So, how do you say it's mutter according to everybody? According to Achacham, it's the Shul B'Yosah. Only Abayah, but Reshoch, and the other Mertz L'Shivu, Kutani L'Yishmach. Omalei, Hossam is different. Hossam L'may Nechish. I should be yellow. Yeah, Hossam L'may Nechish. Lo, Imishum Tilkul Chatzer, if you're afraid that you, in the winter months, like when you throw the water, what are you afraid of? If you're afraid that your chotzer will be mekalkel, it'll get ruined, that's why you don't want the water to go into your chotzer, or mekalkel of a kaimi. What do you mean? There's rain all over. The chotzer is dirty and wet anyway. So maybe we say, you need with the water to stay in your chotzer. V'imishum gzeira, shem yomru tzenura shaploinim mekaleach mayim, maybe there's gzeira though, the people will say, no, you're throwing the water into your gutter, because you want the water to throw, go into Rishus Rabim. Stam tzenuris mekalchem heim, there's no gzeira in the winter months. Because in the winter months, even though people are going to see the water coming from your gutter into the Rishus Rabim, they're not going to say it's the water you threw now on Shabbos is going to Rishus Rabim. They'll say, Stam, in the winter months it's always raining, and there's always water coming down into your gutters. So there's not a gzera that people say you're like throwing the water into the Shas Rabin. As Mishleim in the summer months, there's no rainwater. So where does the water go get from the gutter to go out? It's only the water you threw there. So if people are going to see the water going through the gutter into the Shas Rabin, they're going to say you're standing right next to the Shas Rabin and throwing the water into your gutter to go out to the Shas Rabin. So that's also mid Rabbonin. Mashenkin, in the winter months, we don't have this gezerah. Nobody's going to say, pull this guy now, took the water on Shabbos and threw it near the Shas Rabin. I, the water is running in the gutter into the Shas Rabin. They'll say, Mestam, that's the rainwater. And the Rizvah speaks out, even if it's not raining right now, but since it was raining yesterday, there's still a lot of water still on the roof. It's still dripping down. So they'll still say it was yesterday's rainwater that's dripping out here now. They won't come to say it's the water you threw now on Shabbos. Therefore, in the winter months, even according to Chachamim, it's mutter to throw the water there. Amar Rav Nachman, in the winter months, Uka Machzik Sasayim, Neustin Lo Sasayim. If you have this hole that holds two sasayim of water, is nice lo sasayim. You know, that's all we give you. You only allowed to throw in there two saws of water. Machzik saw, if the hole could only hold a saw's worth of water, and then it's also nice lo saw. We only give you a saw, not more. Nice lo saw. In the winter and the summer months, machzik sasayim, if it holds two saws, that's how big the hole is. Nice lo sasayim, we give you two saws. So, if the hole could only hold the saw, a nice and local liquor, then we don't give you anything. Because usually a person uses two saws worth of water on Shabbos, so if you only have a hole for one saw, it's not enough. For the Gemara, if you only have a hole worth of a saw, so good. You can't throw two saws there. But why can't I at least throw one saw? What's wrong with throwing one saw? And the Gemara, Xera, Dilma also litn leis asayim. Because since usually people use two saws worth of water, we're afraid that's what you will use on the Shabbos. For the Gemara, even in the winter months. So Masha Rav Nachman doesn't know from the swear we said before that in the winter months it's always mutter. He doesn't know, even in the winter months, you have to have the hole. So if you only have a hole that holds one saw, why is it mutter to use? Let's make it there, maybe use two saws. And the Marhosa my Nechishlon, Imishum Kilkulam Kalkul Vakaimi. Even without the hole, if you're afraid that you don't want the water to be in your chutz, of course it's going to ruin it, your chutz is ruined anyway. Are you afraid that people will think that you're throwing the water to Rosh Hashanah now? People will say no. Stam Tineris Mekalchemain. The reason why the water is flowing out of your gutter into Rosh Hashanah is not because you threw the water now. Stam, there's a lot of rainwater in the air now. Or if yesterday's rainwater is running out there. So therefore, if we have any type of a hole, we'll mount you to spill the water out on Shabbos. Omer Abayi Hukach, Afilu Kurv, Afilu Karayim. You should know Aloch in the winter months, even if you spill out much more than two saws, you spill out a kur's worth of water, or more than that, all it's mutter. Like even though you know Kamat Zich, the water is going to go spilling out into Shas Rabim, still it's mutter. Because you don't have Kavana Badafti to go to Shas Rabim. Your Kavana is the water should go down into your Chatzah right now. Ah, you ruin it? It's ruined anyway, it's not going to get more ruined. So therefore it's mutter. If you have two balconies, two porches, and they both share a chutzah underneath it, and one chutzah made the ukah, one balcony made, one didn't, so the one that made can use it, the other one can't. Omar Rav Afilu Irbu, even they made Ruvi Chatzera together, still the other chutzah can't use it. Omar Abaya my timer. How come the other balcony can't use this chutzah? There's a Ruvi Chatzera right now, so why can't they both spill the water down? If you want to say, what's this pashut, there's too much water. Like you have this chutzer in between that's less than dalad. And they made one hole there. And the hole is only enough to hold a base of sayin. Now usually one family uses a base of sayin worth of water. So now that you have two apartments using it, there's going to be four saws coming down there. That's going to be too much. For the more batani, you know, echadli ukav yachasli gisteron, brecha vereva, afo pishnes malo maya merishabis, sherfu techa maya bishabis. No matter what, if you had the hole, even though the hole was filled up before Shabbos with water, so what? Still you're allowed to throw as much water as you want on Shabbos. So what do you see? That it's filled up, the water could be dissolved on Shabbos. And you throw more water on Shabbos, that water would also be dissolved. So what do I care? You have two different families using the same hole, all the water will be dissolved in the ground. So Mari Eliyit Mohachiyitm, if you learned, this is what you should have learned. Omar Rava, Loishonav Elishlo Irvu. It's only Yosef, the two porches didn't make an Erev Chaserah together. Avil Irvu, the two porches made an Erev Chaserah together, then we say Mutarin. Then they're both allowed to use it. For the Gemara v'chila irvu my time aloy. Now the question is, though they didn't make an aruv chatzera, still it's shver. Why can't both balconies, like both porches, use this chatzer to spill it down? L'maisa, there is a hole in the chatzer. They're telling me a svara now, no matter how much water you spill into the hole, still, the first water will be dissolved in the hole, and the more and more water you keep on spilling will also be dissolved into the hole. So no matter how much water comes in, it should be mutter. So even if they didn't make an aruv chatzera, it should be mutter for both porches to spill the water into this chatzer now that has the hole there. Amar Rav Ashi, it's exactly here. Dilmos lafuki mimani debatam losim. If you can tell both porches have a right to spill the water into the chotzer, they'll think they're both hamish, they both have a right to use the chotzer. And they both come to carry out the kalim in the house into the chotzer. And that's us. If you didn't make an aruv chatzeris, you're not allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer. So if they didn't make an aruv chatzeris, then we say, the one porch that didn't make the hole, they have the right to use it. The other porch can't use it because they shouldn't be there, they shouldn't come to use it. How do you allow the case to Mishtatfin? Yeah, tonight, Tag is Yeh, the Shpizim, saying, some, the Chassidish holy, tonight, the Yosef, the Shpizim. Six nights, is Yosef. The Midah of Yosef was Bitochen. Yosef was Gavaltig, a Midah from Bitochen. The Medrash says, the Dash and the Postig, Ashri Agever, Asher Shom Hashem, Miftocha, is there Yosef. Yosef had Bitochen and Hashem. And the Postig says, Voloi Pony, Al Rehovim, since Yosef like asked the Sarah Mashkin to help him out, so he got a punishment. Another 2 years he was put into prison. So for the Kashrid, what was the punishment? You're supposed to be mishtav. You're supposed to try and help yourself out. What was wrong that Yosef tried to help himself out? The first side of Pshat was fakert, that Yosef was such a big in the Madrega of Bitochen, he saw that Hashem was helping him so much, that his great Madrega, he shouldn't have come on to anybody else. He should have only relied on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was so great in Bitochen that even asked Nishar Mashkim to help him out a little bit, for that he got an Einish another 2 years. So that shows how much of a great Madrega of Bitochen Yosef was, that everything that was coming straight directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was his Midah of Bitochen. Really, Sukkah is also the Midah from Bitochen, Bibotechen Hashem. Really, so that's the meaning of a Schach. Really, you sit inside a Schukah, you look inside the Schach, like, what's that roof we have here? The roof you have to protect if you want to come onto the roof. It can't protect you too much, a little leaves. And everybody knows a leaf can't protect you so much. That's really the limit from Sukkah, that's not the roof that's protecting us. It's the Shemayim, it's the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's the Shechina that's protecting us. It's all Bitochen Hashem. Even though we're supposed to like not live in our big roofs we have inside the house, that we can think that's what's protecting us. It's supposed to be in the Sukkah here, we know nothing's protecting us. If it rains, it comes right in, there's no protecting. It's not these things that are protecting us. The limit from Sukkah is that it's the Shechina Kodesh Baruch Hu that's protecting us. To have complete Bitochen Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's all the Yikar is to do the mitzvahs, and from that the Kodesh Baruch Hu takes care of us. And if we don't do the mitzvahs, that's no good. Like, that's part of the whole limit of Sukkot. And even though now it's a Zman Osif, and people bring in their paychecks, the farmers, they used to, the payrist, the tour comes home now. You bring it into your house. The chur of your house now, your paycheck is this big. Everybody should be inside the house enjoying the money. The Torah says, no, leave everything inside the house, and you come out here, live in a posh of the house, a posh of the Sukkot to do mitzvahs. Like, to know the yikar is to do the mitzvahs, even though it's poshid, and now bitachin, the rest of it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, bitachin Hashem. I always said the pshat, there's other ones. There's a, the Torah says that the Gimel Regolim is k'neged Avrom Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Pesach is k'neged Avrom, because of Asi Ugois, he made the matzahs, and Yitzchak is k'neged Shavuos, the Matan Torah, with the Kol Shofar, and Sukkot is k'rum is in Yaakov Avinu. Because the Pesach says, l'mekneya was the Sukkot. That Yaakov made a sukkah for his animals. So the Mefarsh Mithakach, the Pesach says, Vakert, but even like Vayis, Yaakov built for himself a house, while the Mekineo for his animals, he put them outside in the sukkah. So what does that got to do with the inner sukkahs? By sukkahs, that's just book Vakert. We're supposed to live in the sukkahs, put the animal in the house. So where's the Raya from sukkahs from Yaakov, that Yaakov put the animals in the sukkah? The Mefarsh learned the Pshat is that Avada, but even like Vayis, that Yaakov built a house, he built for himself Avada based on Medrash. His house was a bayish of Torah. He learned Torah and did mitzvahs. Yaakov was Yeshua Holim. Mashenkin l'mekineyo means his panosa, the work he had to do to make money, that he left outside in the sukkah. That was an aray. That was a tough with him. That wasn't the ikur. The panosa, he had to make money and he had to live, but that was outside. That wasn't the ikur. That was Yaakov was. So that limud we learned from sukkahs. That sukkahs is, we leave all the panosa inside the house, and we come outside here in the sukkah just to do mitzvahs, that to be b'teich and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to know. But all the money we get all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have the midah of Bitochen.
Taka be able to take on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and what are the best way to do it all? Those coming to learn, Lima Torah is connected, Salma Torah connected Kulam. And we guess big Yashkeya for coming to Shia every day, coming to learn, Taka now a day, a blood a day is a big thing. Taka should make a good Kabbalah, Taka, to continue coming the whole year, finish another few Mesechtes this year, Mitzvah Hashem. Taka Mizreka Taka to see the Amnesty Binyan of Beis HaMikdash. We say Rachamun who Yakum Lana Sukkah Dovan and the fellows goes on the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That Sukkah is the room is for the Shechina for the Beis HaMikdash. So if we must follow the Beis HaMikdash and come back again, we should have the Shechina B'Shleimus. Next year we should all be Zeichatak and be in the Beis HaMikdash, be in the real Shechina.